Perches Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Kaches Aaron v'yesponav ito v'eis habegodim v'eis shemen hamishcha. Kei take Aaron, the begodim, the shemen hamishcha, v'eis par hachatos, and the par, v'eis shnei ho'elim, v'eis sal hamatzes. Now this was a very hard, this is a repetition, because we learned this, remember we learned this very slowly in Parashas Tetzaveh. We learned Parashas Tetzaveh, I remember Baruch Hashem was a very big bracha. We learned this very, very carefully, the special korbanos for the miluim. In Parashas Tetzaveh, it was a command. Moshe commanded Aaron what we're going to do on the first day of Nisan when we inaugurate the Mishkan. So here in Parashas Tzav, we are, Aaron and Moshe are doing what they plan to do. So this repetition, it makes mention of the two elims, the par, and there were two elim. Remember that? Back, that's not par. So Rashi, in fact, over here says, policy of the Rashi, kach. First of all, one more time on the pasuk. Pasuk over here, right, okay, one more time on the pasuk. Kach is Aaron, v'yizbonav, itoy v'yiz habagodim, the clothing, okay, the special clothing, v'yiz shem ha-mishchom, v'yiz par ha-chatos, v'yiz shnei ho-elim, V'yeh sal ha-matzos, and a basket of matzos. Rashi kaches Aaron, parsha zu nemra shivas yomim koidem hakamas ha-mishkan, shen muktam u'muuchar b'tor. This parsha was already said 7 days before the Mishkan was put up. So in other words, what's the kash? The kash over here is that we already learned about the hakamas ha-mishkan in parshas Pikudei. In Parashas Pekudei, it says that Moshe assembled the Mishkan. He assembled the Mishkan, and he did it for 7 days. And every single day, he took it down. And then on the eighth day, they put it up and they let it stand. They did not take it down. So
it was out of chronological order.
Out of order, exactly. So now we're going Parashas Tzav. It's later in the Torah, and yet we're going back and we're telling you what happened before Parashas Pekudei, and that's a chiddush. And that is a gilui of ein muktam u'me'uchar b'toyrin. The Torah, not everything is in chronological order. Okay, that is a yisoid. Kach es aroin. What's kach? Kochenu b'dvadim u'moshcheyu. Words. Kach here means to take him, what, to physically pick him up. Moshe came, put on handcuffs, put him in a straitjacket. It means Moshe came and he persuaded him with dibur, with words. Kach kochenu b'dvadim u'moshcheyu. Okay, Rashi is a very powerful word. Take him with words and draw him. Pull him in. Pull him into the service. The Eis Par HaChatos, Elu Ho'amurim B'inyan Tzavois HaMiluim B'va'ato Tetzaveh. This is something we learned in great detail in Parashas Tetzaveh, when we learned about the Tzivah, what we're going to do when we put up the Mishkan. The Achshav, and now, B'yom Rishon L'Miluim, and now, on the first day of the Miluim, Chazar v'zirzoi b'shah b'shas ma'isa. Now, on the first of the Miluim, he repeated, he encouraged him b'shas ma'isa at the time when they actually put up the Mishkan. Okay, let's see what the Targum. Targum here says, Umalel Hashem imoshe l'meimar, korev yos Aaron v'yos binohi imei, bring near. Okay, now notice the Targum does not say words. It's only Rashi that says kach means kochenu bidvorim. Targum doesn't make any mention of the word of dibur. Okay, let's see in a second. V'yos benohi imei, v'yos levushaya, the clothing, v'yos mishra dir vusa, the shemana mishra, v'yos toira dechatosa, the axe, the carbon chatos. Okay, the carbon chatos. V'yos train dichrin, and the two lambs, the ayolim, the osala de fatirayo, and the sal of matzah. Matzah is always called patir. Matzah, now it's shloshim yoim koidem hachag. See, isn't it amazing? In the morning, we learned the first word we learned was v'higa, of Haggadah. Lahagid baboiker chastecha. And now, in the first, we're learning over here at night, we're learning about matzos, the ace sal hamatzos, matzah. And the Targum's translation for word matzah is patira, patirayo. It's in plural, patir. What does it mean, patir? Patir, I mean, I don't know, why is it called patir? Patir means like peterechem, to be exempt. A person who leaves this world is called niftar. A person who leaves the world, he's potter. He's exempt. He's exempt from the mitzvahs. He's potter. Nothing changes. When a person leaves this world, it's all the same. His neshama is the same. Everything is the same. The only difference is that now he's potter from mitzvahs. He's potur. So patira, an animal was in its mother's womb, and now the animal no longer has to be there. The animal has matured to the degree it's a peterechem. Okay, peterechem, it's potter from it's potur. Peterechem is miloshen, it's potur from the womb. Is that what it means? I'm not so sure. All right, it's a hard word to translate over here. I don't know what it really means. Let's see over here. Let me read to you what it says over here very quickly in the commentator. Korev. Okay, Targum is Kach, Sarun, Shemakosov, Shemosvi, the Kaka was Sarun, Kilkamon, Derek Unglus, the Targum, Homakam, Shesh, Kikhil, the Kadush of Loshan Krav. Okay, he's not coming over here, he's not coming to explain, he's not coming over here to point out, is there a Machlekis, Rashi and Unglus? Is there a Machlekis? Unglus says, Korev, come near, and Rashi says, and Rashi says it means kochenu bidvarim. It means words. Okay, he's not elaborating. I don't know, maybe there's a difference. Okay, take Aaron and his children, eat with him the clothing, the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Par HaChatos. The Par HaChatos we're calling over here in the Targum, we're calling over here, that's the Torah. And then the Ayil is called the Dichrin. So here in the commentary he writes, Dichrin al Shem Shehu HaZochar B'Kasavim Nikva Shemoy Dichra. I am Ashokosav L'El, Kei, Lo'idiach HaShezeh Eilim, Ein Loshem Eilonus, Einoi, I don't know what that means over here, Ein Oid Rokech Ala Torah, V'Tzorach Iin, Lama Lo'i Turgim Dichraya, Loshem HaMikra, okay, I don't know. He's over here, he's getting a little bit involved in why the Targum said the word Dichrin. Dichrin, Dichrin means an ayil, a male ram. A ram is from the goat family. When a goat becomes an adult, it's called, is that correct? When a goat becomes an adult, it's called an ayil, or an ayala, a ram. Okay, so this is from the goat family. The sheep, when it becomes an adult, it's called it's the same thing. It's called tzoin. Tzoin, keves, kesev. Okay, this is from the aiz. The aiz is a baby aiz, and there is an adult aiz, which is called an ayil. All right, let's see. The aiz called away the pasuk gimel. The aiz called the hakel. Gather the entire assembly on Pesach on night. Everyone should come together. Okay, what is over here in Rashi? Rashi over here pasuk says Hakelus Pesach al Moed Zecher ben Amkamos Shehzik Muat Es Hamiruba, a miracle. Here is one of the few places in the Torah where a miracle happened, where a small location was able to contain a mass multitude. The Oel Moed is only 50 amos wide by 100 amos long, so 50 amos is 100 feet, the most, between 75 and 100 feet. How big is that? It's not too big, okay? I'm not good with numbers in measurements, but it's not such a big area. 50 amos by 100 amos. That's the entire size of the Mishkan. And yet, Moshe was able to gather in front of the opening to the curtain of the Mishkan, the entire Klal Yisrael, which is approximately 2.5 million people. Okay, it's quite a feat. So Rashi says this is impossible. Hakel ol Pesach ol Moed ze echad min hamikomos shehechzik muat es hamaruba. A small location was able to contain a very large number of people. Unbelievable. Okay, what does the Targum say? Targum says pasuk gimel v'yos kol kinishta kinosh lisra, the gate of the mashkan zimna, the ol Moed. Again, always we repeat this many times, but according to the Targum, Moed means temporary. The Oel Moed is a temporary structure. According to Rashi, it means meeting, a place of meeting. Okay, so we have always a machlokes Rashi and Unkelis. Does the word moed mean to meet, or does moed mean temporary? Now, what is the commentator here saying? Anything? Kenosh Rashi Reish Parash Vayachas Masha Shoyet Sorchum Achneish. The next Shane Oisef, we want to welcome Mr. and Ms. Glatter. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Beis Medrash. Achnesh, we're learning over here Parshas Tzav Revi. We're up to Pasuk Gimel. Okay, I'm just reviewing over here what it says over here in the commentary on the Onkelos. Okay, doesn't say very much. Let's go now to Pasuk Dal. Pasuk Dal. Vayas Moshe kasher tziv Hashem oisav vayito. But Moshe did what Hashem commanded him, which means that he gathered Aaron, his children, their clothing, the shemen hamishcha, the par, two elim, and a sal of matzos, and he gathered the people to the Pesach ohel moed. A lot of things, a long list. Aaron, his children, clothing, shemen hamishcha, the par achatos, two elim, and a sal of matzos. That's seven things, and eight. Everyone, then he gathered the whole klal yishol to come to the Pesach ohel moed. So Moshe here did eight things on this day. Pretty good. Vayoyme Moshe el ho'eda. Moshe said, that's what's supposed to be dalded. Vayas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem osev atiku el ho'eda el Pesach el moed. What does it say in Rashi? Rashi, no Rashi on this. What does the Targum say? Targum says, Va'avad Moshe kimo defaked yo Hashem yosev v'iske neishas kinishto l'sra the gate of Mashkan Zimba. Okay, what does it say over here in the Targum, in the commentator, Pasuk Dalet, there is none. Next Pasuk, Pasuk Hey, Vayoyver Moshe El Hoida, Zeh HaDavar, this is the Davar Shetziv Hashem Lasos, this is what Hashem has commanded us to do. Okay, let's do another Pasuk, Vayakrev Moshe Es Aron V'Yesponav V'Yuchatz Oysom B'Moyim. So over here, notice, this he was not told to do. It does not say this. And over here, Moshe is washing them in water, with water. Let's see over here what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk, Hei, and Vav. Only Rashi. Hei, Zeh, Adavar. Dvarim, Shetiru, Shani, Oysa, Lefnechem, Tzivani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'atzois, Ve'al Toimru, L'chvoidi, V'lchvoid, Achai, Ani, Oysa. Kol Ho'inyin, Hazeh, B'parashas, Hamiluim, Perashi, B'va'ato, Tetzaveh. Period. Okay, so Rashi over here makes two comments. The second comment is, I am not going to explain anything more. I'm on strike. Because everything already we learned already in Parashas Tetzaveh, so there's no need to discuss anything here. And number two, Rashi says, is, what's the purpose of saying, the purpose over here of saying that Zeh HaDavar, why does this sugya begin with the word Zeh HaDavar? Don't suspect that I'm doing anything for my personal honor and personal gain. Everything that I'm doing, I've been commanded by Hashem. Do not suspect I'm doing that this anything over here is personal. Everything over here is being done l'shem shamayim. Okay, let's see over here what it says over here. It says over here in what it says over here in the Targum. Targum over here says Pasuk. Hey, involved. V'amar Moshe lichnishta dein. V'amar Moshe lichnishta to the chnishta dein piskama. This is the piskam. Okay, the piskam, the matter, the fakeid Hashem l'mebat. That word appears a lot. A piskam. In the Megillah, you had the Megillah. The piskam. I don't remember the pasuk. Okay, the piskam. Let's see what it says over here. And Pasuk Vav, Vikorev Moshe. Vikorev Moshe. Moshe then came close, right? Moshe then came close. And what did Moshe do? Moshe, V'yos b'nohi, V'aschi yoshoin b'mayo, and he washed them with water. Okay. Let's see over here. It's over here in the commentator. In the commentator, Pasuk Hei Vav. Okay, he has a comment over here. Pasuk V'Aschi Meloshen Socheh. Meloshen Amikra Eschah B'Cholayla V'Ois Shin his chalful samach. Shemachitim merkam hoizadil hainu tfilas kol guf. Veshlechir shazu das unglis. The ilu hoizadaito ka ibn Ezra. Shemachit sahoizad kiddush avraglaim hoi metagim loshin kiddush. Okay, he says something very important. When it says over here in the pasuk that they came close and Moshe washed their hands with water, there are two washings that Kohanim undergo. Number one, mikvah. A Kohen cannot do the avodah before he goes to mikvah. Number two, in addition to mikvah, when he comes into the mikdash, he has to wash his hands and feet from the kior. So here, the question is, when it says in Pasuk Vav, Vayirchatz Oysam Bamoyim, what does that mean? Does that mean that they went into the mikvah? Or does that mean that they did Kiddush Yodayim Viraglayim? Which one was it? Kiddush Yodayim Viraglayim, or was it mikvah? So Rashi over here, what does he say? Rashi says nothing. He says nothing, so we don't know what it means. Targum, this is where you have a really good idea of the Targum. Targum says here, v'aschi. Why did Targum say the word v'aschi? Aschi means to bathe. Everywhere in Chumash, over here the commentator writes, everywhere in Chumash where we find the Kohanim washing their hands and feet only from the Kior, the Targum consistently says the word Kiddush, sanctification. So the fact that in this pasuk, when it says the word v'rochatz, and he does not use the word kiddush, he used the word v'aschi, a different word, which means to bathe, it must be, by process of elimination, that here it means that Targum is teaching us indirectly that they went to the mikvah, not that they washed their hands and feet. Because according to the Ibn Ezra in his commentary writes, that when it says here vayichatz oisam b'moyim, this means their hands and feet, not going into the mikvah. So if Unkelis agreed with the Ibn Ezra, Unkelis should have translated the word v'rochatz, not the word v'aschi, but he should have translated the word vayichatz. With the word kiddush, sanctification. The fact that he did not use the word kiddush indicates that it means to go into mikvah. Okay, that is a very interesting deek, very nice deek from the Mefarshim. Okay, pasuk zayin, vayitein olav es hakutoines. The first thing was Moshe put on them the kutoines. And notice it does not say over here that they put on the michnosaim. Okay, we had that same diak back when we learned Parashas Tetzaveh, I think. It does not say that Moshe put on their, basically their underwear, right? The pants, which pretty much is the underwear. What we would call the underwear. It doesn't say that. Mm-hmm. Moshe put on the Kohanim the other three garments, their shirt. It's not a shirt, it's a tunic which covers their entire body, and their hat and their belt. What about the pants? Doesn't say. Why not? Obviously, you can do it yourself.
He did it everything in front of other people. Everything else he did in private. Because everything what this describes here, yeah, he did in front of all the people.
He did in public.
Publicly.
So you said that he put on the michnasaim in private?
The event in private or by himself?
By themselves. L'chor by themselves.
Yeah.
L'chor. Okay, L'chor. So it's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Mekadesh them, it's interesting because it's coming to differentiate between the clothing. You know, when you learn as a child, you know how many garments the Kohanim wear? They wear four garments. Is there any difference? They're all the same. There's the michnasaim, there's the ksoines, the avnate, the megbois. Is there a difference between? Is there any difference? They're the big de kahuna. It does seem that there is a difference. The fact that when Moshe is inaugurating the kohanim into the service, there's no mention about getting dressed in the michnosayim. Why not? So you'll say. I mean, it's obviously a more private matter, but it, you know, you can say what you want to say. The fact is that the Torah does not mention it. It's not being mentioned is definitely a significant point, and we have to see what other mepharshim say about this to analyze this. But it is left out. He put upon them the kutoynes and he dressed them in their belt. We're going by the Kohen Gadol first. First, we go to the Kohen Gadol. Okay, I jumped ahead a little bit. The Kohen Gadol, Pasuk Zayin, is his brother, his own brother. He put on the Ketonis, and he put on the Avnit, and he put him on the Mi'il, and then he put on the Ephod. Vayachar said b'cheshev Ephod, he tied the belt of the Ephod. Vayepod lo bo. Okay, there's a little bit of repetition over here. The Ephod also has a belt. The Kohen Gadol wore two belts. He wore the avnet, which was underneath. You didn't see it. The Kohen Gadol wore an avnet, but the avnet was totally not seen. Isn't that amazing? The pants also, I guess, were not seen. Were they? I guess not, because the kesoynes probably covered the entire, all the way down to the bottom. So I guess the kesoynes was not covered, but by the Kohen Gadol, the avnet was not seen. Because on top of the michnasayim and the kesoynes, he put on the avnet, and on top of the avnet, he put on the me'il. And the me'il basically covered his entire body. And then, on top of that, they put on the ephod. Ephod is like a vest, it's a small garment. And the ephod itself had its own belt. It had a separate belt stitched into it. And that's what it says over here. Vayitin loves ephod. Vayachar, so he went and he girded him in the cheshev, the belt of the ephod. Vayepod lobo. And he was wrapped up in the ephod. Now let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Zayin. Rashi says, there is no Rashi. Okay, let's read a few more psukim. Vayosem olav es hachoshen, put on the choshen. Vayitein el hachoshen, he put into the choshen escho urim, the es hatumim. He put in the choshen the urim and the tumim. Vayosem es hamitznefes al roshay, and then he put on the mitznefes on his head. Vayosem al hamitznefes el mul panav. He put on the mitznefes towards the front side of his face. Eis tzitz hazahav nezer hakodesh. Okay, the tzitz of gold, the crown of kodesh. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Okay, now let's see over here. Is Rashi? This one Rashi over here. So Urim Ksav Shel Shem HaMefarash. Now this is a very big topic. What exactly are the Urim Vitum? What exactly is it? So it's interesting. According to Rashi over here is telling you his opinion that the Urim Vitumim is the Shem Hashem, Hashem's name that was. The name of Hashem that was the Shem HaMefarish. It's Hashem's, it's all it is. Okay, it's not anything else other than Hashem's name. Ksav Shel Shem HaMefarish. Because there are other Mefarish, I don't remember. There's a whole long commentary. What exactly were the Urim Vitumim? What did he put inside the fold of the Choshen? And Rashi here very clearly says it means a piece of paper, a piece of parchment, upon which was written Hashem's name, whatever that means exactly. Okay, then it says over here, Pasuk Tes, Vayosem al ha-mitznefes, psilei techeles, hakevuim b'tzitz, in the tzitz, nosan al ha-mitznefes, nimtzo da tzitz, tolui b'mitznefes. It's a very important Rashi. Rashi over here, in Parashas Tetzav, the article, some very nice pictures about this, is coming out of the tzitz, were pretty much three double cords. Yet, on the side of the tzitz, there is a cord, which basically is double, so that's two. And then in the center, in the middle, is a cord that's also double, so it's 2, 4, 6. There are six cords that are coming out of the tzitz, one from each extreme, each side, and one in the center, and they wrap around the head, and they are tied on the back of the head, like basically in the same place where you put your tefillin, the kesher shel tefillin, that area. So it turns out that the psil techeles is going on top of the hat. The Kohen Gadol wore a hat, and the hat was surrounded on the top, on the center, and on the two sides by this psil techeles, these cords of blue, which were a total of six, and they were nicely tied in the back. The back of the head is where they all were tied together, came to a nice little bow in the back. So it turns out that the tzitz is really resting upon the mitznefes. Interesting, look at the clothing. The clothing, the me'il, is resting on top of the kesoines, and the ephod is resting on top of the me'il. So the me'il, the ephod, really is resting upon how many layers of clothing? The choshen is resting upon two layers of clothing. It's not touching the body. It's resting upon the me'il, which itself is resting upon the kesoines. Likewise, the tzitz is not resting directly on the body. The tzitz is resting on top of the me'il, on top of the mitznefes. It's not resting directly on the Kohen Gadol's body. It's resting on top of something else. All right, so this really we learn over here back in Parashas Tetzaveh. A few more details. Let's see what it says over in the Targum. Time over here, Pasuk Zayin. So Pasuk Zayin over here is V'yav Alohi Yos Kituno. He put upon the Aaron his kisoines, Vizarez Yosei Behim Yono, and he girded him in a belt. V'albeish Yosei Yos Milo. He then put on the Mi'il. We have Alohi Yos Ephodom, top of the middle part of the Ephod, Vizarez Yosei Behim Yan Ephoda. He girded him with the belt of the Ephod. The Askain Lebe, and he. So this is a good word, the Askain. You see, this is very interesting over here. If you go back to Pasuk Zayin, in Pasuk Zayin, it says there are two words, Vayachgor Oso Becheshev Ho Ephod. And then it says, Vayepod lo bo. What do these two words mean? The ephod had a belt. So it says first that he, Vayachgar means he tied the belt. And then it says, Vayepod lo bo. Now the word Vayepod obviously is the same word as the ephod. And now he was Vayepod lo bo with it. What's the it? What is the it? So what is over here in the Targum again? The askein lay bay with it. I assume the it is referring to the ephod, and lo is Aaron. Aaron now, and what does it mean by ephod? So the Targum says he was askein. He was fixed. He was all fixed up. Until now, it sounds like he was broken. He wasn't functional. Now that he did this, oh, now he works. Aro now is working. He's fixed. The vacuum cleaner wasn't working. A repairman came and did some hocus pocus. And now it works. Okay, he was asking. That's an interesting translation of the word. I guess we really still know this word. I think we had this probably back in Parashas Tetzaveh. Probably the depth of what this means in Parashas Tetzaveh. All right, next words of the Targum. Vishavi Alohi Yos Chushno, you put upon him the Choshen. Vihav Vichushno, you put in the Choshen Yos Uraya Vyos Tumai. You put in the Choshen, the Uraya and the Tumai. Does not tell us what they are. Vishavi Yos Mats Nafto Al Reish. He put the Mitznefes on his head. Vishavi Al Mitznafto Likovel Apohi Yos Tzitza Dhava. He put on the Mitznefes towards the front, the Tzitz of gold, Kalila, a complete gold, the Kutcha, that was holy. Okay, a klila means a crown. The neza, klila is the crown. HaKodesh the kutcha. Kimod defakeid Hashem Yos Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Okay, what does Rashi over here say? Rashi says, "Ovi Yisrael la mitznefes pesilei techeles hakavuim betzitz nosna la mitznefes nimsa tzitz." Totally, we do the Rashi ready. Okay, we deal with the Targum, and then we have one more word, one more pasuk in the Targum, pasuk Yud. Vayikach Moshe. That's already further. Okay, so now over here, what does it say in the commentary? Does it make any comments over here? Let me go very quickly over here. The key to know is the kesoines. Okay, kosva gro, shakesoines begin shehi shol pishon ku kit kesoines loshen arami ketagum shol pishta. Okay, the reason why he says over the reason why the Targum calls the kesoines, it's called the kesoines key to know because it means flax. I mean, okay, it's made up from linen. Vizorez, what do you mean Vizorez? Chaguros. Okay, he put on a belt. Tirgum Behemian is a belt. Okay, we did this guy, Behemian, a poda. Shacheshua Chagor, Shacheshua Chagor, Efod Shem Tashtul Vadoi. The asking, okay, very good. Over here we have, he has all comment on the word the asking. Loshoin Tikun Vikishut. It means to fix and beautification. V'akavonu k'mo shekosav Rashi, kashet v'sakein ha'chagura v'hasinor siviv v'esav. Beautify and affix the belt, the sinor all around. V'yod kosav Rashi, shechoyshev v'eifod chagor shal yoduhu ma'aftoi v'masaknoi l'koyen v'mekashtoi v'ein baramis poil nigzar mishem eifod. Loshon HaKodesh. Ulafiza kosa mig because of a mikra shaosa shnedvarim shach shachogarosa uvikostoi. Emila bow, reserves a la u bow with bow. Avol Ladas harbe reshinim via for la hulosh and kashira. Ulaviza kosa via for lobo, mil bow, mkosa al cheshev or efo. Avol tsarahin. Is a kashira also achrech a gvar hogar or soi. All right, so he's asking a lot of tough questions here, and he's not giving answers. He's asking a lot of tough questions. The questions over here is, number one over here is, two basic questions. Who is the bow? Pshuto shel mikra. Who is the bow? And what is really the translation of the word vayefod? Vayefod. So, let's go back to the pasuk. Vayasmulav, the pasuk, go back to Pasuk Ches. No, Pasuk before that, Pasuk Zayin. Vayitain olav esakutoines. Okay, done. Vayachar oisoi bo avnet, done. Vayalbeish oisoi asami'il, done. Vayitain olav eso ephod. The ephod goes on top of the meal. Now, vayachgor oisoi b'cheshev ho ephod. There are two different items. There is something called the cheshev, and there is something called the ephod. Now we know that the cheshev was not woven as one piece with the ephod. The ephod was a separate garment. The belt, the cheshev, was a separate garment. There are two different belts. There's the regular belt called the avnet that was underneath. And then there's a separate belt called the Cheshev. It happens to be that this belt, which is a separate piece of material, was stitched onto the rim of the ephod. Okay, but it was not woven together. It was a separate item. And what did they do with this belt? Vayachgor oisoi b'cheshev o'ephod. Now, to gird. Now here, I'm saying things over here. It's not exactly what it says over here. When you say the word vayachgor, do you tie? How do you close the belt? Do you do an act of tying? Or you, I don't know, there's a buckle, like today, everyone today, no one ties their belt. Did you ever see someone today tie their belt? You have a belt. A man has a belt. And the belt, you have a buckle, you have holes in the belt. You go to the store, all different types of belts. All different, you go to Amazon, you get dizzy. Amazon makes you meshuggah, mamish meshuggah. Years ago, I want to buy toothpicks. I go into the store. They have there on the shelf 99 cents a box of toothpicks. Buy toothpicks. Now I don't go to stores anymore. Now I buy everything on Amazon. I go to Amazon, type in toothpicks. I have a selection of literally 100 different types of toothpicks. I never knew. There's a bamboo toothpick, and there's plastic, and even metal. Plastic, this quality, that quality, from 99 cents to $50, an industry like you never saw. Gewalt, toothpicks. Who ever heard of this? Toothpicks. And then before I turn around, I already wasted an hour. The one for 99 cents, the one for $1.99, the $1.29. Then there's not enough things in the shopping cart to get free shipping. Gewalt. A belt. I bought a new belt. You go to Amazon. Belt? Oh, there's 1,000 selections for a belt. almost none of them, I don't know, I didn't really look long enough, I hope not, none of them do you tie the belt. Today in the world, a world of 8 billion people, whoever ties their belt, you buy a belt and it's a buckle, there's a hole, there's a this, there's a that, but no one ties the belt. What are they doing? What about the avnet? I don't even know the answer, the avnet. Forget about the vayach, the cheshev. How did the Kohanim close their avnet? I think some said the avnet was massively long. Like the garatul, you see the garatuls in Chassidus? They're very, very long. They wrap it around, nachem all around the body. And then they stick, then they don't tie nothing. I never saw someone tie their garatul in shul. They stick it in. They stick it into the side. They have some technique how they stick it in to keep it closed. There's no tying, not that I know of, I don't know. So the avnate of the Kohen Gadol, I have no idea what they did. I don't know, maybe it's in the art scroll, it says what they did. So whatever they did by the avnate, what did they do by the cheshev? So I'm getting the impression that the cheshev, there are two words. There is vayachgor, and there is vayefod. According to what it says over here in the Sefer, the word vayefod means to tie. An act of making a knot, a bow and a knot. It's a mamish tie. So it says first, they put on vayitin loves ha'efod, vayachgor oisoi b'cheshev ha'efod, and then it says, so they did something called a chagira. A chagira is not the same as the avnet. And then it says, vayepod lo bow. They did an act of tying with it. It seems like there's a two-step process. You first put it on and you secure it. And then in addition, you tie it down in place. That's why there are two different words. That's what he quotes over here. He quotes over here the word vayepod means, it means hamila bow. And what is the word bow? If it means to tie, Lashon Kashira, Avoladas Harbe Rishonim, Rav Sadya Goin, the Radak, Samach Heshin, who's that? I don't know who that is. The Ibn Ezra? How do I know who's Samach? Who's Samach? I don't remember who Samach Heshin is. I don't remember. Then it says, Vayepod, Lashon Kashira, Lufizim, now Lumayn Afkamino. Vayefod lo bo, hamila bo chozeres al cheshev. It's going back on the belt. You would then, vayefod lo. Lo means lo, him, the Kohen Gadol was now dressed in the ephod bo with the belt. The word bo is going back on the belt. The belt was now tied. But if you learn the word vayefod does not mean to tie. The word vayepod means, as we want to say in the very beginning, it means, as what is the Targum? The Targum doesn't say, the Targum disagrees with this approach. The Targum says vayepod means va'askein, he secured, tikkun. So it seems to me that the whole thing is going back on the Kohen, that the ephod, the bow, the Kohen Gadol, he was now secured with it. What's it? The ephod, not the belt. The belt is tofel to the ephod. See, there's a very big nafgemina in how to translate the word bow. Is the word bow, what is the subject of the word bow? Is the subject of the word bow the belt? Or is the subject of the word bow the ephod? The Kohen Gadol now, he is adorned with this garment, through bow. Does that mean that the Kohen Gadol now is beautified with the belt, with the garment? Or does it mean the Kohen Gadol now is secured with the garment, or is it the belt? That appears to be the machlokes. And according to the Targum of the Askein, there's no tying here. There is no tying. It means he put on the belt, and now he's going to be secured. He's going to be fixed up with bow, with the ephod. The word bow, according to the Targum, is on the ephod, is not going on the belt. All right, we're going to stop over here by saying thank you very much.
Safaria said the and tied it for him, like for the Aaron, for the Kohen.
That's the word low. That's the word low. Vayefod low. What's the word bow? So is the word bow going back on the ephod, or is the word bow going on the belt?
He placed the ephod on him, girded him.
Girded. He girded the belt, right?
Him, the Kohen, with the ephod sash and tied.
Tied. Oh, he says tied. Okay, that's not what it's tightened. It's tightened? The asken. So the asken, he says, he translates the word asken in the Targum as tightened?
Yes.
That's it's a chiddush, because asken, what is the word asken? It means to fix. Okay, so maybe he's saying is that it means that he did, the word bow is the belt. He tightened it. He girded with the belt, and then he tightened it.
He girded the Kohen, right? And then he tightened it for him, for the Kohen. So like the Kohen would have to do by himself, but Moshe did it.
Okay, but what is he tightening? Okay, what is he tightening?
The sash, the belt.
Okay, so he's learning. Okay, he's learning his bow is the sash. So that's the belt. So he's learning that the word bow is the belt, and vayefodlo means he tightened. The word vayefod is coming to modify the word bow. That's for sure. The word vayepod is modifying the word bow. But what is bow? Is bow the belt, or is bow the person? Is bow the garment? We have two choices over here, according to what he's saying in this commentary. Is the word bow the belt, or is the word bow the garment? Is the Kohen now is beautified and is enveloped in the garment? Is that the pshat? Vayefod lo bow? Or is it vayefod lo, that he's enveloped, vayefod lo, he tied the Kohen bow with the belt?
For the Kohen.
Right, that low is for sure. Low is for sure for the Kohen. The question though is, what is the word bow? Is the bow going back on the entire garment, or is the word low going back on the belt? The same way the word low, there's a question of what the word low is. Also, what is the word, what is vayepod? Is the word vayepod going on the garment, or is the word vayepod continuing to discuss the belt? The Kohen, at the end of the day, is going to have this thing on his body. The only question, what does it mean, vayepod? The word vayepod and bow go together. We're clarifying. The more we talk, the more we're clarifying. The word vayepod and the word lo, these two words, they go together. Are these two words referring to the garment, or are they referring to the belt? So therefore, they have to go analyze exactly. What is the Targum? The Targum is the asken. You can learn it both ways. He says he fixed. He fixed. What did he fix? He fixed the garment perfectly, tightened it on the Kohen. Or does it mean that the belt, he tied the belt, he made the belt tighter? All right, we're going to stop over here, Blazer. Thank you very much for coming along with me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Hashem should enlighten us. Thank you.